It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson, president of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, on this Monday morning, what's hot?
You know, I'm going to go with the Dow. Of course, you know, last week after the Federal Reserve had their normal or their regular meeting, they announced, of course, no rate increase changes or no changes in the interest rates. But they hinted that there could possibly be three decreases once we get into 2024, early 2024. And that helped push the stock market to all-time contract highs, closing at all-time highs. So I think the Dow is what's kind of hot right now, and it is starting to pull a little bit of money out of the commodities.
Sure. That's spilling over to the cattle markets, too?
It is, and that's a good point. The cattle markets had a good week last week, and one of the first higher weekly closes we've had in a long time. So I'm going to put them in the category of what's hot, just for the fact that we're still oversold and we still have a ways to go to kind of correct that oversold condition. Even though we haven't seen cash very good, the expectation of demand is still there and it's increasing.
What's not hot then?
I'm going to go with wheat and corn. I mean, right now, of course, we're getting rains down in the southern plains. Argentina's crops coming in better than expected. Wheat's kind of seeing a little bit of a pushback, and demand is slowed down now that China's kind of out of the market again. And corn just continues to play a follower. That 2 billion bushel ending stocks estimate just continues to hang over that corn market, keeping it from doing a lot.
I think a lot of traders, too, kind of waiting to see what this Brazil soybean first crop planting, how that goes, to see what kind of a safrina crop they have.
Oh, most definitely. That is definitely, we're going to wait to see mid-January, maybe even how the harvest is going, and whether or not they're going to be able to get the safrina corn planted. If they don't, that's going to spell some good news for the corn market. But again, we won't see that until after the first of the year.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.